This is Levi Brackman with the Wisdom for Business and Life podcast. This podcast is produced by Invone, the marketplace for real estate equity. And in this podcast, I talk about wisdom which can be applied to both your business and to life. And today, I wanted to talk about something that I saw that really kind of startled me. And it relates to a startup that was closing its doors. Now, it's always tragic when you see a startup, especially one which had traction or seemed to have traction, raised a bunch of money, have to close down and tell its customers that it no longer will be supporting the products and the product's going to go offline, has to lay off all its employees. Lots of dreams, and hopes, and aspirations of the founders, of early employees, of customers are dashed at that point. And obviously there's disappointment all around. No startup founder wants to end up having to close their doors eventually. You start off a startup with great hopes that it's going to be built into a very substantial enterprise and that it's going to not only solve problems for individuals, but in some way also change the world. Now, what I found startling from this particular startup founder was that in his letter to customers and to his employees, at the end of it, he says that I regret nothing. Now, I thought it would be therefore worthwhile to talk about this, the concept of regret, and why people would say that they regret nothing when they are presiding over what essentially is a failure, a startup closing down. Why would someone feel the need to say they regret nothing? And what does it mean when they say they regret nothing? And also, could it potentially be that part of the reason why their startup failed was because they don't have the ability to regret? We discussed in previous episodes of this podcast the concept of failure. So this is, in a sense, a certain continuation of that conversation. But I was really startled when this person at the end of it says, I have no regrets. Because truly in life, how can you have no regrets? How can you go through life without having any regrets? Life is always full of decision points. In any given moment, one has a choice of what to do. What am I going to do with my time right now? Am I going to use it in a productive way? I made a choice this morning to record this podcast. I made the choice to record this podcast about regret. We're constantly making choices in life. And of all the decision points that one has in one's life, not all of them are going to be the correct decision. One tries to optimize one's life to make sure that one's making many more correct decisions than incorrect decisions. But the realities are that no one knows the future outcome, and therefore it's impossible to ensure that every single decision one makes is a correct decision. And since none of us have all the data or all the evidence one needs at any given time to weigh things up fully so the decision is correct, one just has to go with the evidence and the data one has at the time and then make a decision and in many ways hope for the best. So then if one makes a decision and one tries one's hardest to actually make the correct decision, sometimes it is the incorrect decision and it ends up being wrong. And then there's always potential for regret. Well, maybe I could have thought about it differently. Maybe I could have sought out different advice. Maybe I could have delved deeper into the data to try and figure out whether I was making the right decision. Maybe I should have waited on the decision, etc., etc. There's always room for regret. Now, that doesn't mean that one has to spend one's life in regret, and it doesn't mean that one has to constantly be second-guessing one's decisions. One has to have a certain type of confidence in one's ability to make decisions and correct decisions most of the time. But when one is looking backwards, at a time when one is closing the doors of one's business because it failed, At that point, there is time to really think back and have some kind of regret. Now, I want to talk about the anatomy of regret, because a lot of people think that showing regret is showing weakness. I completely, totally, and utterly disagree with that. I think regret means that you have the ability to self-reflect, to introspect, and to think about what one could have done differently, and therefore have a sense of regret that one didn't do it differently. But a lot of people think that regret shows that you didn't do things correctly the first time, and admitting that is admitting some kind of weakness. I, on the other hand, think that admitting that is a show of strength, not weakness. But a lot of people disagree with me, especially in the macho land of corporate America or of startup founders, where everyone's supposed to show that they're somehow greater and better than anybody else. And even within failure, one is supposed to kind of stake out some success. And I regret nothing because I had this experience of starting founding a startup and raising all this money and meeting all these awesome people, and therefore I have zero regrets. One second, you just laid off a whole bunch of people. You just disappointed your early adopters and your customers who've come to rely on this product that you built. You have no regret? Really? Zero regret? There must be some regret there. Really? No regret? Or do you just have no feelings for other people? Or do you just don't have the ability to self-reflect or introspect? Why no regret? Well, I think it's a macho thing to show that I'm so great. I've always able to make the right decisions. And even in the face of this failure, I have no regrets. There's something missing there. There's something which I don't quite get. Especially at a time and a turning point when one has to close one's doors, that should be a time when one is able to self-reflect, introspect, look back, and think about what one potentially regrets. The definition of regret is to mourn the loss or death of something, to miss it very much, or to be sorry for something. Or another way in the dictionary is sorrow aroused by circumstances beyond one's control or power to repair. Something's happened and one can't change that. That is regret. And why is feeling a sense of sorrow over something a good thing? It's because that is a motivator to change next time. If you never feel regret, if you never feel, oh, I have a sense of sorrow that it ended up the way it is, then one's not motivated to change. It's actually from a feeling of discomfort, from a feeling and a sense of sorrow and pain that one is motivated to make changes to ensure that that doesn't happen again. It's a key part of growth. Growth happens when one experiences something negative, and therefore one knows that that negative thing one doesn't want to happen again, and therefore you need to repair yourself, become a better person, gain more skills to ensure that that doesn't happen again. Regret is a key part of growth. Without the feeling of pain and sorrow from the loss of something caused by one's own mistakes, potentially, at least partially by one's own mistakes and one's own shortcomings, one doesn't have the ability to make a resolution to actually change and grow and become better. So ultimately, sorrow and the feeling of sorrow is a great motivator to become better. When one experiences loss, when one experiences some kind of pain as a result of one's actions, one realizes that one wants to go away from that pain. Think about the child. There is positive reinforcement, and then there is negative reinforcement. Now, positive reinforcement is the idea that you reward a child for their positive behavior, and therefore they understand that by more of that positive behavior, they get more rewards. That is positive reinforcement. Negative reinforcement is the concept that if there's negative behavior, there are negative results, and therefore they avoid that negative behavior. You know, you can put your finger in a fire once and you get burnt and it's very painful. You learn not to put your finger in the fire again. However, if you put your finger in the fire and it doesn't hurt, you don't feel the pain, then you're likely to put your finger in the fire again. Now, similarly, if you make mistakes, you do something which results in a large-scale failure that you have to close the doors of your business, and you have no regret, which means you feel no sorrow, you feel no pain, you feel no suffering as a result, the chances of you making those same mistakes again are pretty high, because you have no regrets of the fact that this hasn't turned out the way you wanted to turn around. So you might make the same mistakes again. You've not learned anything, and therefore the potentiality for growth is not there. So when someone says they have no regrets, I really question that person's ability to grow. The other thing I question is the veracity of it, of the no regrets. Do they truly have no regrets, or are they just saying that because they don't want to be seen as being weak? And I want to talk now a little bit about this concept of being seen to be weak. We find often in the political discourse and elsewhere, and I've actually seen this in business, where the perception of being weak or being a loser, or some might call it a simp today in the popular culture, is seen as a bad thing. And at all costs to be avoided. Well, really, moral clarity and having the ability to do the right thing is where strength comes from. Strength and weakness is not related to how one is perceived necessarily by others, but it is a true, inherent, internal, moral thing that one has. The ability to withstand temptation, the ability to say no when saying yes would compromise one's moral standing. That's really where strength lies. And the concept of being macho or displaying strength is really massively overrated. And other people really cannot know whether you're truly strong or not. And this idea of whether other people know or do not know is, again, a big misnomer, because truly, who cares what other people think? It's what you think about yourself which is important. When one goes to sleep at night, when one is in one's personal private moments, the question one needs to ask oneself is, am I strong in the sense, are you able to overcome moral temptation? Are you able to overcome situations where you might be tempted to compromise your character or your values? Do you have that strength? That's true strength, being able to overcome that, rather than portraying strength to others when it doesn't exist or when it is false. The whole concept of having to show the outside world something is weakness, not strength. So going back to this individual who had to say that he had no regrets, as if that's a show of strength. As a matter of fact, you can turn it on its head and say, that's true weakness. Not having the courage to be able to actually tell the truth, that yes, in fact, you do have some regrets. Yes, you have the ability to self-reflect and to say you're not perfect. You made some mistakes. And if you had your time again, perhaps you would do things differently. That's strength. That's courage. That's not weakness. The ability to change course and recognize that you're wrong and that you have been wrong and that mistakes were made, that's strength. There was something else that I saw recently which illustrates this, and this is perhaps somewhat controversial, but there's well known in startup space, at least, the company called Better Mortgage. Better Mortgage is like a new online tech company that sells mortgages, and it's been in the news recently because they fired a whole bunch of people at the end of last year, and then they had to downsize again. Now, anyone who's in the home finance space knows that the mortgage industry has really taken a massive hit due to the fact that interest rates are rising, and a lot of money was made over the last number of years from refinances, because people who had high interest rate loans that they got in 2018 and 2019 and 2017 were able to refinance at a much lower level, and that brought in a lot of business, and a lot of mortgage companies made a lot of money from that. Well, as interest rates rise, refinances basically dry up, and people, anyway, in a scarce housing market with rising interest rates, there are fewer buyers around. So fewer buyers, fewer mortgages. And then put on top of that, that inventory is scarce, you end up with the mortgage industry really taking a beating. So they had to lay off people. And the way he did it was crass, without a doubt, the CEO of this company. But yesterday, there was a leak of a video, which they didn't show, of the CEO talking about these layoffs. And in his conversation with employees, the employees who he didn't lay off, he admits that he made mistakes and that he won't make those same mistakes again. And he talks about, you know, you get to make a mistake once, but you don't get to make the same mistake twice. And I do not know this individual. He's not a friend of mine. And the CEO of this company seemingly has a bad reputation. But in the criticism, there's also something really positive here. This was a man who was able to stand up to his employees and admit that he made mistakes. That takes strength. Now, we might not like who he is and what he's done, but it takes strength to stand up and admit that you made mistakes. And yes, the cause of other people's suffering was your mistakes. And that's the reality. When we make mistakes, often, especially if you're in a leadership position, other people suffer. And it's important to be able to self-reflect and recognize those mistakes and admit them to your peers, admit them to your employees, admit them to your superiors. That's not weakness. That's strength. And what I didn't see in the reporting on this was any kind of nod at all to the fact that this is an individual who is admitting that he made a mistake, and that's a positive thing. Instead, they were full of criticism for his bravado, saying that, yes, next year we're going to kill it, and we're going to be able to overcome and succeed in a very, very challenging market, and therefore we had to make these cuts. And that he did say that, and yeah, there was a lot of bravado, and you expect some bravado in leaders of companies. But the fact that he was able to stand there and admit that his mistake, I think was a positive thing, and a show of strength and a show of leadership. Whereas you find the contrast to that, the exact opposite, is someone who, this other CEO of this startup who's closing down, and his parting words in his letter to employees, to investors, and to his customers is that he has no regrets. That's a show of weakness in my mind, to be able to say that you have no regret, you have no remorse, you have no feeling of sadness in the fact that it came to the need to close down your business, disappoint your earliest customers, as well as your employees and your investors, and to say you have no regrets is a show of weakness, not a show of strength. We often get this wrong in society, where we think that which is a show of strength is really a show of weakness. That which is weakness is really strength. This really goes to the whole concept of showing vulnerability, where people think that if they show that they're vulnerable, that's actually weakness. The reality is that being able to show your vulnerability is a position of strength, to be able to show that you're not perfect. No one's perfect. And the people who do try and portray themselves as perfect, they're usually the most imperfect of them all. I really do not want to get political here, but with politicians, it really shows it the most, because we scrutinize politicians quite a bit, because they are our elected officials, they represent us, and because they portray themselves as being leaders, we often are able to see their faults very clearly, especially those who get to the highest level of office. And we're able to see with these politicians that many of them, they just cannot, perhaps for political reasons, perhaps because of their own inability to self-reflect, but they cannot admit when they make a mistake. Most famous of this was back in the early 2000s, where you had George W. Bush, and he was unable to think of a time when, you know, he may have made a mistake or was at fault. This is quite common with leaders. They don't self-reflect, and they think that somehow, especially when they continue to succeed in some way and they reach high office, they think they have perfect judgment, and that somehow they walk on water and they don't make mistakes, and that's how they were so successful. And the realities are never that simple. The reality is that everyone makes mistakes. Everyone's human. Everyone's fallible. Some people make more mistakes than others. And it could be that some people are just very good at a particular thing, but no one's very good at everything. And if you're very good at one particular thing, that can somehow make you more successful in a given area than other people who are not as good as that thing. But that makes, puts you in the limelight. Maybe that gets you a lot of money. Maybe that gets you a lot of power. But it doesn't mean you're good at everything. And humans make that mistake. They think that just because they're good at one thing, so a politician is very good at politics, maybe they're good at policy, and therefore they rise above it and they're able to be successful as politicians. They think, therefore, that they're good at everything. And that is where they start making mistakes. But they are unable to actually see their own flaws, and therefore when you ask them where their mistakes are, they're unable to actually say where their mistakes are. That's a show of weakness. A true show of strength is the ability to look inside oneself, to introspect, and to be able to see as much as one can, oneself, as if from third person, and be able to judge one's own mistakes. Now that's incredibly hard to do as a human, to be able to actually kind of step outside of oneself and see oneself from a third party perspective. And then being able to then even admit that one makes mistakes and that one has to fix those, that's incredibly challenging to do. Many people just are unable to do it. And therefore, when they're asked what their biggest weaknesses are, what their mistakes have been, they're unable to put their fingers on mistakes. Should they be asked about someone else's greatest weaknesses or someone else's greatest mistakes, that they can have clarity on, they can see that clearly. Ask anyone about their friends or another politician's or their boss's biggest weaknesses, and they will be able to point out numerous of them. When you ask about their greatest weaknesses, they hum and they hum, and they're not able to answer. They can't think of any. That is really strange. Why is it that everyone else has weaknesses, whereas you yourself seem not to have any weaknesses? And the answer to that is pretty clear and pretty straightforward. It's because we have, as humans, a very difficult time of seeing ourselves in that third-party light. We don't like spending a lot of time introspecting. We like to think of ourselves as perfect and that we don't have weaknesses. Of course, none of that is true. In reality, we all have weaknesses. And the ability to see ourselves as others do is perhaps the greatest strength and the greatest superpower. And when we say that we have no regrets, or we find it difficult to see our own weaknesses, that in itself is one of the greatest human weaknesses. It is inherent in most of us. It's something we have to work hard to overcome. And then being able to admit that to others and show that vulnerability, that takes even greater strength. That's not weakness at all. It's tremendous strength, courage. And in many ways, it's a superpower, because one can have self-corrective behavior that way. If you're able to constantly self-reflect and constantly see your own faults, you can then correct course and get better and better and better. That's true strength. So, in summary, the note I read from the CEO where he was closing down his business and he said he had no regrets prompted me to think more deeply about what that really means. And whether I, in fact, have regrets in my life, of course I do. And I'm constantly regretting things that I've done in the past and the way I've done them. But regretting in the positive sense, in the sense that this regret leads me to make the changes needed in order to be able to self-correct and get better and better. But as life moves on, you know, it doesn't mean that the mistakes stop. It just means that the mistakes become more and more subtle and more and more difficult to correct as one goes. But one constantly needs to keep an eye out on those mistakes in order that one doesn't end up having tremendous failure, as I've mentioned in the previous episode of the podcast. The addition that I'm adding here, which is very, very important, is that regret is key. It's important because that what makes one feel negative about something is the great motivator to ensure that that pain doesn't come back. And how does one not have that pain again? By correcting course. So regret is actually a key and important part of correcting course and making sure that one doesn't repeat mistakes and that one's able to reach true success. This has been Levi Brackman with the Wisdom for Business and Life podcast, produced by Invone, the marketplace for real estate equity. Thank you so much for joining me this time. And till next time, all the best.